listening to Carmen and Yurko. Follow the show on Twitter at Carmen DeFalco and at Yurko64. This is ESPN Chicago, Chicago's home for sports.
Pickleball. I can't think of a bigger waste of time or money, and it's not a sport.
Call City Hall, where I live, and tell them to stop the nonsense.
Mr. the mayor.
And if you want to eliminate parking, do something that is going to improve the park space for our youth.
Our youths.
If you were going to eliminate the parking, it's fine. But you better have a damn good reason. And pickleball, I'm sorry.
Do you know what Carmen started? He started Friends of the Parking Lot.
Exactly. Yeah. It's not pickleball for spoiled rich people with too much time on their hands.
He's after you.
Okay.
Peggy,
Carmen, it is not a country club sport.
How can it not be? Anybody out there, call your local municipality and protest pickleball courts.
I won't say it. I'm not going to be mean.
Say it.
No, I won't
Come
say
on.
It. I like Peggy too much. I won't say it.
Oh, is there a slam on Peggy?
Huh? Yeah, the fence was supposed to go up last night. It didn't, so maybe our grassroots effort is working. We're trying.
What's going on?
Sorry, I didn't turn on your mic. I'm in here once a
Hey, Jess.
Every 6 months. I didn't turn on the man's mic.
He's looking like Waddle. He's got the Tommy Bahama.
Yeah.
You look good.
He's not going to like me in a few minutes when I have to get something off my chest.
We'll no, I don't mind that. Jesse, I can never not like you.
Oh, I appreciate
it. Let me tell you that. I can never not like you.
But I don't see how pickleball is a country club sport when they're building it in, like, park districts and stuff. You know what I mean?
They're trying to make it more applicable to the common man.
Well, that would be me, since I don't belong to a country club and I play outside.
Oh, you like, you're a pickleball
yeah,
guy,
oh,
huh?
Yeah.
Jesse Pickleball. I'm not surprised.
But honestly, when you're searching for things to do with your wife, it's not a bad activity.
Yeah?
I play with my wife.
How about tennis?
Pickleball. It's harder to find doubles in tennis.
Why is that? Really?
Yeah. I don't know why.
Did you ever play with Tommy and Cara?
No, we should, though.
We
should.
They love tennis.
You have your own racket?
I have my own pickleball racket. Uh-huh. I actually brought
it with...
Do you
have a name for it?
I took it with me to the World Series. I packed it.
Northy.
For the day off. You're like this. Speaking of country clubs, we played at the Biltmore Country Club in Phoenix during the World Series.
They've got pickleball courts there.
That's a hoity-toity hotel there.
We're playing pickleball, and the golf cart comes by, and Bruce Bochy is driving on the golf court.
There he is.
And Eduardo Perez and I are playing pickleball, and I'm waving at Bruce Bochy.
You and Eduardo Perez.
There's a World Series game that night.
Fantastic.
That's a true story.
That is very
good. You were playing pickleball with Eduardo Perez?
Even better, with Eduardo Perez's wife, because his knee was hurting. His knee was barking, so his wife filled in.
Did he watch you and his wife play pickleball?
But the best is Bruce Bochy on a golf cart driving by.
I wish I had videotape of that.
We're like, good luck tonight at the World Series game.
Good luck, Skip.
Arnie Palmer alert. Arnie Palmer alert.
So I guess that answers the question, am I a pickleball player?
What's your name? Christineth?
Christineth. That is so good.
True story.
Thank you to Black and Abdallah, and thanks to Connor for a great McBride.
How'd that conversation go?
Jesse's here.
Would you like to play pickleball with my wife?
That is so good.
I'm like, what?
That's how it went down.
I can't go today, but my wife would like to play.
But my wife wants to play, Jess.
So Eduardo would like retrieve the balls and stuff after we'd go out of bounds. He'd go get it. And I'm like, you can't play, but you're running down.
Eduardo's the ball boy all of a sudden.
Yeah, it was hilarious.
Yeah.
Anyway, good to see you,
Jesse's
boys.
Jesse's in for Waddle. So Jesse will be on with us tomorrow. That's why he wasn't on today. So we'll talk baseball with you tomorrow.
Oh, I know, Carmen, you're going to want to talk Paul Skeens. I know.
Yeah,
I told him.
I knew you were going to watch tape. We're going to do 15 minutes of Paul Skeens tomorrow.
Well, and that's Jared Jones, they face them both.
So
right?
this will help Sylvie too. This is like basically Mark Pryor coming out of college.
Yeah, it's big time. It is.
It's Mark Pryor, Steven Strasburg level of height. That doesn't mean, you know, hopefully it's better success than Mark Pryor over the years, you know.
Right.
But that's what they're saying about this guy.
But that first year was, he lived up to everything.
Yes, he did. You're right. So he got
then
hurt,
he did
really,
that book
right?
signing.
So remember that?
Just Ducky. Like, isn't it amazing that we remember the name of the store?
I think that was another one, like, in that Sylvie and I were on together at night.
Yes.
It was another one of those weird nights, and, like, Harry called.
Harry was there. I live it. Harry called and he was livid.
Yeah.
Guys, you're not going to believe this.
I'm standing in line.
Yes. And Mark Pryor just left 100 people in the dust, and there are kids crying, and he didn't finish signing for everybody.
It was amazing. Just Ducky.
The goal of this guy.
That's incredible.
The owners of Just Ducky, they can't believe what just happened.
I mean, you would have thought Harry was reporting on like the sinking of the Titanic, you know, or like the
turkeys are leaving the helicopter.
He was so
they're
mad.
They're dropping out of the sky.
Oh my God!
And then we took calls from people who were in line.
I mean, for a couple of nights. I feel
guys,
like.
I don't know how I could be a Cubs fan anymore.
Right, yes,
I was in line with my 7-year-old. She has a Mark Pryor poster. And she hasn't stopped crying for the last 2 days.
Was there ever a make good later? Did he ever?
I believe they did make it
because of all the negative publicity.
I believe he did. If I'm remembering the story correctly, it was so much blowback that he did make it up. The reason he left early is because he was starting the next night.
Oh well, that actually okay.
And he was. You know, he said there was a miscommunication about
fire the publicist. You don't make you don't do an appearance the night before a start.
When it was his first start of the year, it was or wasn't it? Or he was coming off of an injury.
Right. Sounds
and
like,
and it was
course.
Like his first start coming off smacked. Of an injury.
Was it when he got smacked?
It might have
like
been
between first and second.
It might have been your
or
like,
when the ball hit him.
The ball hit him.
I still like when Arrieta showed up at Chicago Cut to talk to you like the day before the wild card game.
Incredible.
Biggest game of his life. And then he shoved.
And then he shoved his right.
And he was talking smack.
Sylvie's right. He was talking smack.
He was. And I
Kershaw and I remember, the Pirates.
And the two of you put me on the spot. You're like, hey, Jesse, who are you voting for Cy Young?
Yeah. Well, that's what we do.
Well,
he beat Kershaw that year,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, he won easily. Yeah. I'm like, I guess we have the answer. I'm not going to say no to Jake. But
he was talking trash about going to, you know, the Pirates and what he was going to do to
didn't
Pittsburgh,
you take
and
a
then
cab
he did
him?
It.
Because most of these guys, the day before they start, it's like, you know.
Yeah. Didn't you take a cab with him where he left his valise in the car?
Yeah. We left our luggage in the cab.
Yeah, valise. The cab took that's off. What a valise.
Right. And, yes.
You left your luggage in the cab.
Yeah, you know the story.
I think he did that on purpose. This is like when, you know.
Costanza? Yeah.
Trying to do a solid for.
Leave behind.
Exactly.
Everybody could stay in Jesse's room.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Owed him something. Yeah.
Yeah.
What was funny was
He told the cab driver, hey. Whatever you do, just leave. and then I'm going to be the hero.
I'll give you $100.
And then I can, Jake owes me one forever. I'll be
three,
the reporter who saved the luggage.
Player of the Week watches awesome. In his luggage.
Oh, of course you did.
And that's what he was worried about. I'm like, why are you carrying them with? Why three?
Why three?
They got Seikos. Player of the Week watches?
Yeah, back then they did. I don't know if they still do.
Do they say Player of the Week on them?
Don't know.
Who made the watch?
Prisoner of War.
Like the Major League Baseball gives out Player of the Week and you get a watch.
No, but I mean, like what company? Major League Baseball not making the watch. Is it like a Patek Philippe?
I have no idea.
What was it?
Patek Philippe. Very nice.
Those are like, you know,
those are pricey.
Yeah, but it is going to be a big deal this weekend. And Jared Jones doesn't have the fanfare, maybe, but although he's been great this year. He's another guy that throws 100. I mean, he's been great. The swing and miss stuff has been great. The Cubs are going to see him both.
Yeah, so the Pirates can finish with 81 wins instead of 75. I mean, come on.
Exactly.
Where are they going?
They're not going anywhere.
Speaking of the baseball.
Okay, we're talking about baseball, Jess. That's why you're here.
I got a rant. I got a rant.
Boy. Oh, here we go.
I got a rant about something. Perfect time to do it because I'm in the press box just yesterday. Cubs game, okay?
Sweeper.
And I don't want to say anything bad about other media. They were watching the baseball game, but there's time in between game, you know, innings and stuff. About five guys up there in the press box have their iPads out and their secondary phones and their laptops.
All of it.
And they're watching soccer. They're watching Real Madrid, right? Real Madrid played yesterday afternoon.
Yeah.
I am so sick of people being into soccer overseas. You want to get into the MLS? You want to get into
What it's about?
Yes. You want to get into the fire, the sting, whatever.
The sting.
So, let me ask you a question.
Sting.
You people didn't grow up in these countries.
Half
of you couldn't pick out the cities on a map.
You couldn't.
You didn't grow up. You didn't have family that grew up over there. Enough
What's
with Real Madrid.
True. I have and family that grew up in it.
What are you talking about?
Champions League. You're probably not even a fan of Italian soccer.
Exactly. Well, I'm not. I don't watch soccer. I don't watch the way these guys. I like Italian.
This includes my own son, Sylvie, by the way. My son is all into Real Madrid. When did you get diehard Real Madrid fans here?
Is this from the fruits of your loin?
I get this tough former football player sitting next to me. I heard him the other day. He DVRs the end of the games to Run Hun.
That's right.
You go to Peacock.
I got Paramount Plus.
And he goes and watches the highlights of the Champions League.
I might watch the Premier League. Jesse,
there's a league, Bundesliga. Is that what it's called?
Did you hear him break down that game yesterday?
Yeah, I fell asleep.
If you could only watch, like, one pitch of I don't know, Yamamoto. I'm like, he broke down the game.
Right.
He broke down the Real Madrid game. I said, this is incredible.
We're talking about Council putting Azoulay in for the fifth time to blow a save, and he has no thoughts. But Real Madrid gives up a goal late. It's 5 minutes on it.
It's amazing how
they blew the whistle, Jess.
He's so
First of all, you're wrong. I was born in West Germany.
All right.
I am European. I'm the original dreamer. I came over here when I was a ute. So I do have a European background. So you're wrong. Secondly, when the Chicago Sting were here, who didn't watch it with Karl-Heinz Grunetta?
And Pato Marhedek.
Arno Steffenhagen.
Yes, Franz Matthew.
Obviously.
Franz Matthew.
Who didn't watch that? We all watched it.
Rudy Glenn.
It was exciting.
Chicago Fire, not Manchester United.
When the MLS gets their level of play up to par with what's happening in Europe, I'd be more. You don't watch minor league baseball, do you? No.
A little bit.
You don't care. Don't pretend. Maybe because your job, but not because of recreation.
No, that's for sure. That's the only reason. Yeah, I don't watch minor league baseball.
When the MLS gets its quality of play up to par, then I'll watch the MLS.
But
I don't want to sit there and watch it.
Correct me if I'm wrong.
Stuff.
People talk about their favorite European soccer teams like it's their fantasy football team.
Yes.
Yeah, I get annoyed with it in the same way.
Jesse, nobody cares what you think.
Where did you find Manchester United as you grew up in Chicago?
Ask Chris.
Where did you find Jesse?
This is the most, like,
Get off my lawn.
It's not even get off my lawn.
It's provincial.
This is like the baseball. This is the Cold War of rants.
It must be USA or nothing.
Like,
you open up the. I'm just talking about
technology
people.
We have people all over the world loving the NFL, and people in England, in Australia, and all over the world love our product, and now people love what they're doing with Premier League soccer.
Then love it a little bit more quietly. I'm in the press box trying to watch a Cubs game, and I got five guys high-fiving each other because Real Madrid missed a penalty kick
or whatever.
Because
it's like the NFL going on.
I will tell you this, though.
Not the NFL.
But it's their NFL.
If you live in Europe, that's their NFL. It's not our NFL.
Except.
I guarantee you there are people out there that feel the same way. It's not that you're a fan. It's how much you talk about European soccer. Like it's happening in our backyard. Go ahead.
All right. Thank you very much.
By the way, take the block off the calls because I think we've got the blockers are on the call.
There are people that agree with me. I will simply
offer this up. International soccer, except for the World Cup, was not available in the United States. To what I feel like was the early 2000s.
I would agree with you, early 2000s.
Early 2000s, you started to get a trickle of some of the international play that was out there.
Yeah.
Since they've allowed international soccer to be shown, and you've seen the quality of international soccer, whether it was with Shevchenko, Andre Pirlo, all the great Italian players that have come through the pipeline. I think that's when you got a chance to really see the Galacticos from the late 07s, 08s that played for Real Madrid, be it David Beckham, Ronaldo, all the greats. Not the Cristiano Ronaldo, but the original Ronaldo from
Brazilian
Ronaldo. Right, and Roberto Carlos and all the great players that ended up playing for that team.
Yeah.
Until that started to happen, and it took a while. It wasn't going to happen overnight. It took a while, which is why I think the NFL said, hey,
oh yeah.
It takes a while, but when it gets a hold and it really starts to build. It takes time from go one to two, two to four, four to six.
Yeah.
But by the time you get it into the hundreds of thousands, then when you multiply it again, then it goes crazy.
And let me ask you an honest question.
I think the NFL tried to follow that model that was happening here with soccer.
How does a kid growing up in Chicago choose his European team then? How do you people become such diehards
for me,
Barcelona,
Manchester? The same way any kid in Australia chose the Chicago Bulls. So here's how it worked. In 08, there are three Croatians on Tottenham. And it was Luka Modric, it was Vedran Čorluka, and it was Niko Krenčar. So I became a Tottenham fan because they had three Croats.
Yeah.
So Fulham had a couple of Americans on there. So naturally, Clint Dempsey was there. I think Landon Donovan was with Everton.
Mm-hmm.
The goaltender might have been with Fulham also. But naturally, you have a tendency then to go to the, hey, where are your countrymen at? My countrymen were playing for Tottenham, so I watched Tottenham play.
Meller, how did
That's
you get into Liverpool?
Tottenham.
All right, at least you explained it. I'm falling asleep, but at least you explained
I'm shocked
it.
By you told me you had a press box rant.
That's my rant.
And this is what it's about.
Yes, I told
you're
you. It really had nothing to do with the press box or baseball. It just happened to be five people around me watching soccer like it's like the NBA Finals or the Super Bowl, for God's sake.
Miller, how did you become a Liverpool fan?
I'm surprised Miller doesn't have some 8 a.m. show on Sunday on soccer.
That's like putting an NFL show on at noon on Sunday.
Yeah, that's another thing. I got it up at 7 a.m. if I'm some diehard fan. Great.
Seven? What are you sleeping past seven? What are you?
How'd you become a Liverpool fan?
When I started watching it, seriously, like you said, I think it was about 98, 99 when I started watching European soccer. Liverpool, I liked Michael Owen, and Steven Gerrard was very young and he was on his way. So basically, they were two players that I really liked watching, and so I started watching their matches basically ever since.
And he's been a fan ever since.
I'm happy for
you. I don't
have
a European team. I just like cheering for Italy for the national team, which they stink.
Chino Immobile.
I only like cheering for them at the international competition.
Before we take calls saying I'm a soccer hater,
you're an international hater.
World Cup in U.S. in the U.S. All for it.
What's up?
The Chicago Fire. All for it.
A fire.
I'm a Chicagoan through and through. I'm just not randomly choosing some team in Europe or Germany
just
or whatever.
Just because you live here, though.
USNA, greatest country in the world.
But wait, Jesse.
I'm just so tired of people talking about it.
Your rules about being a sports fan is you could only cheer for the teams in the city you live in.
I am I have a big thing about that, yeah, because I fight with my stepsons about that as well. Your sons. Well, you grew up here too. I mean, I don't like if your dad grew up in Buffalo but lived here his whole life, and you grew up, you know, here.
That
you're a Bills
crazy.
Fan. That's I hate
crazy.
That.
So you should be held hostage by
the city you grew up in. You go to school. You talk Bears.
The way Jerry runs his teams, and you want to choose a different baseball team or basketball team. Why not?
I wish my dad was a Yankee fan. Are you kidding?
No,
I would have got to grow up to be a Yankee fan.
No, that's not how it works. That's not how it works. You grow up here. There are rules. You live with your team, good and bad. You know that, Sylvie.
Here's my role.
Fire your team. I get it. Carmen's done that five times with the White Sox.
You get one mulligan with choosing a team.
Yeah.
You grow up and you pick a team.
I did that.
Okay? And it could be Chicago. It could be any. My son chose the White Sox. He gets one mulligan now.
Yes.
If he wants to come to be a Cubs fan, he could be a Cubs fan.
I can live with that.
If he wants to be whatever. But I don't care if it's whatever town it's in. Now, I'm not taking him to that town. He has to go to the games.
By yourself.
Yeah, it's harder to go to the games if you pick a team out of town. But look, with technology the way it is today, Jesse, League Pass. You know,
I get it. But
ticket, you can watch all of these games now.
I know,
you don't need to live in
which
that
which is even more
anymore.
Reason to be loyal to the city you grew up in.
No, it's less of a reason. No,
it's less. I'm with Sylvie. There's more. It's easier now for kids. I used my one mulligan when I was 13. Sylvie's right. You get one. I used it. That's it. You know.
My son's a bigger Real Madrid fan than he is a Bears or Bulls fan. I feel like
bigger what?
Real Madrid. Nate loves Real Madrid.
Sounds like your kid's smart.
No, he's an idiot. Jeez, I mean,
he's graduating college.
When the Cubs are playing the team that I cover, he's texting me that Real Madrid just scored. I don't care.
He's trying to bond with the old man.
I bond with me about the Cubs. I cover them.
Oh my God.
I don't care about Jesus. Soccer.
I hope this is a half a world away.
They can come after him today, not me.
It's not a bit.
Fantastic. This, again, another thing during crosstalk I had no clue was coming.
So good.
I'm here for it.
Sylvie's just...
This is great.
This beast sitting next to me, NFL player.
He loves soccer.
He's running home to watch soccer highlights.
He loves it. He has for years.
For me, there's only one game left. Real Madrid has already won La Liga.
Here we go.
Right? They have four games left. It's already won.
They've already won La Liga. They're playing for the Champions League.
Is this a bit, or is he just doing this to piss me off?
June 1st at Wembley. They've got the championship.
This is not a bit.
He knows all stuff about everything.
Don't be upset with me.
He's a worldly guy.
And Man City's got two Croats on there, too.
Yurko, who is the manager of Chelsea?
Chelsea, I'm looking at him right now, Mauricio Pochettino.
Okay. Yurko, who is the manager of the Seattle Mariners?
You should know him.
Yes, Bob Brindley.
You should know him. Because he was an obscure Cubs catcher?
Yes.
George Mitterwald.
This is right up his alley.
Hold on, George Mitterwald.
When this guy was...
Gene Kleins.
He was on some of the really bad Cubs teams of the 90s.
You really not know?
He's not going to know that.
Steve Swisher.
No, you're close.
Joe Girardi.
No, you were closer with Steve.
He was just in the booth, Joe Girardi. The
first initial is the same as Steve.
Oh, that's so funny.
It's S-S.
Scott.
Yeah.
Yes. Service.
Yes. Yes.
Very good. Very good. Do another one.
Who is the manager of Barcelona?
Barcelona is, I am looking at him right now, Xavi.
Xavi. Okay.
Xavi.
Yurko, who is the manager of the New York Mets?
There's no chance he knows this.
I see him all the time.
He's brand new. He's first year manager.
Buddy Ackerman.
It's not a bit with him. Trust me when I tell you, it's not a bit. He loves soccer.
All right, the Cubs are playing the Pirates.
Oh, he's got no chance.
He knows the Pirates.
From
the
Pirates. He's from here. He's from here. Went to school with New York.
Absolutely. I know this guy.
If we gave you the initial manager
of the Pirates,
Manchester United, who's the manager?
Oh, he should be fired.
See, he knows that.
Not Ragnarok. It's the new guy. Hold on. Van Hague? Is that right?
This is like when Costanza would just say names and you would not.
Ten Hag, yeah.
He can make up a name. I wouldn't know.
Ten Hag. Ten Hag.
Here's the other thing. I still don't want to understand all the different leagues.
It's hard.
I don't understand. Like, when they play, when they're off, how they in the middle of the season, they get together and play national games.
This is the best old man rant.
This is like Fred Hubner-esque stuff right here.
But actually, the only part I don't like.
Love soccer.
The only part I don't like is how much people talk about it.
It's so good.
It reminds me of people talking about their fantasy football
team. You're okay with them liking it, but you don't like them sharing it with you.
Yes.
That's 312-332-3776.
I love it.
Speaking of managers, we're going to talk about Cubs managers and
Barcelona managers.
Yeah.
No.
You mad at council?
Why are you mad at council?
I'm not mad at council. Okay. I'm not. No. I think like some of the quirks that we've discussed with council brings up some stuff about Madden.
Yeah.
And he wants to bring up Ross. Right. And like, what honest question for Cubs fans. What are the biggest differences in these managers?
Yeah.
Can you tell?
Height.
It's hard.
Height.
It's hard.
So we'll get to all that coming up next.
All right. Waddle and Sylvia are next. See you tomorrow.